All right, Pat, take it away. We're going to go to...
Let's get out of the snow climbs of
Aventura,
the Rockies.
Aventura, Florida.
Let's go down to somewhere tropical and talk to Marty Lurie's sisters, Marilyn and Renee. Welcome to Weekends in the Park, ladies.
Hi, Patrick.
And now who have I got right here?
You've got Renee.
Renee. Happy Mother's Day, Renee.
They're twins.
Marilyn, say hello to everybody.
Marilyn's here as well. I can't put you on speaker, can I?
No, so you're going to just hand the phone back and forth, I suppose.
Okay, let me hand the phone to her so she can say hello.
These are Marty Lurie's sisters.
Hello
Hey, Marilyn, how are you? Good morning.
I'm fine. This is really a great surprise to get a call like this.
It's foggy and chilly here in San Francisco. Tell us about South Florida.
It is warm and beautiful and sunny and delightful. Actually, a little on the hot side.
Okay, well, we're so glad that you could join us today on Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the call.
And we know that you're avid fans of your brothers and that you listen to his work all the time and Weekends in the Park. And I guess we need to begin and just ask what it was like growing up with Marty the Party Lurie.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, he was so into sports and just totally, into baseball as far back as I can remember. And it's no wonder that he knows as much as he does.
I learn
something new every time I listen to him.
This man is an encyclopedia of baseball. Which was the more surprising career path, that Marty would be saving defendants from the death penalty, or him talking for hours upon hours about baseball here in San Francisco?
That's a tough question because he's wonderful at both. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's successful at both. Yeah, you should ask that question of Renee. She probably. But we're really excited to talk to you, and it's a great broadcast here for us. We're enjoying looking at in San Francisco and the great sights, and it's just a beautiful broadcast.
Marilyn and Renee, Marty's sisters, they're talking to us from South Florida, and you're Giants and Marlins fans, and we found out that you convinced the Marlins broadcasters to put a Marty Lurie bobblehead right in the center of their television screen all weekend. So how did that come to be?
Well, you know what? We were watching the broadcast, and I said to Renee, I called her up. I said, "Do you see what I see?" I said, "Go get your camera. Hurry up. Take a picture." And she did. And I think that you received the picture. And I know Rich was really thrilled with it.
Well, it's so charming.
He was so excited to see it.
Hey,
and Rich and Tommy have been wonderful. They really have. We really love listening to them.
Tell us about Marlins baseball. What's the culture like down there? What's the baseball scene like on South Beach? Because I envision, you see the crowds at the new Marlins Stadium, and they don't look to be uber packed. But what's the culture like down there?
Well, you know where it's located. It's downtown Miami, and right in the heart, of Little Havana, so to speak. And, they do get a very nice crowd. They really do. We've yet to have sellouts like you guys do. But the fan base is there. It really is. And we love it. We absolutely love it.
Well, good. If they can find 20,000 more fans just like you two ladies, they'll be in business. Hey, I can't let you go without asking you.
Let me put Renee on, too.
Okay,
hold
let me
on.
Get Renee. Let me get Renee here, Marilyn, so that we can share the wealth here and
thank
show some
you.
Love
Thanks.
To your brother.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right.
Okay, Renee, do we have you?
Hi there.
Renee
I'm
Lurie.
Here.
Well, happy Mother's Day one more time. And I want to play some multiple choice with you, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
The king of Miami Beach is A, Dwayne Wade, B, DJ Khaled, C, Marty the Party Lurie, or D, Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, I'll take C. You're not going to trick me with that one.
Now, no. Marty is a legend down there. He's in the Hall of Fame. Is it Miami Beach High, Marty?
Yeah, Miami Beach High.
But when Marty comes down to South Beach, I mean, people just, do they bow? Do they kneel and kiss the ring? How is Marty treated?
Everybody wants to talk to him.
Just
I mean,
like
this is amazing. It's surreal for us. he's famous.
Well, he's famous here, but we know that he's got quite the following down in South Florida. And we want everybody here at the Public House and listening to KNBR right now wants to thank you ladies for sharing your brother with us.
Oh, we thank you for calling us and sharing with us. And we're just having a wonderful time, following the teams. And it's just been great. And I think that one day you should do the show from Marlins Park.
Marty, what do you think?
I'd say let's go on the road.
You know some big heavy hitters here at the ballpark.
July 4th, I think. Is it July 4th down in Miami? All right.
It's June 30th. Actually, it's a Tuesday, but maybe you could do something. Jeffrey Laurier is there, by the way.
That's what I was told.
He's here at the ballpark, the owner of the Marlins,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is. So
right,
you have your opportunity to talk to him.
All right, let's see what Lee Hammer says.
Well, you know what he says.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Renee,
right,
Marilyn, thank you guys.
Okay, happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, Marty. Thank you both.
Okay.
Thank
Absolute angels, Marty. Angels.
Very sweet. Patrick, thank you so much.
That was great. I told Marty, I said, we need to call. Last week, and I said, we need to talk to your sisters because they are baseball fans, and they listen to KNBR via iHeart or KNBR.com, and it was fun to get a little insight into your upbringing, Marty, and your family.
You.
So that was great.
They're terrific. Yeah. Twins. They're the twins.
They're twins.
Yeah. Rich Waltz and Tommy Hutton, they know them well.
Yeah. Well, they dictate his set, the TV set.
Well, nice of Rich and Tommy to do that.
No, those are good
really
dudes.
Surprised them. All right.